My name is Full Metal Jackie, and I'm so excited. Special show tonight. I have so many guests. So let's just start. We got Randy Bly from Lamb of God. We've got Dez from Devil Driver, Burton from Fear Factory, and Wednesday 13. How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Hello.
Awesome.
So what are we all doing here today? What do all these people have in common? There is a Devil Driver album coming out called Outlaws Till the End. A Devil Driver Outlaw Country Covers album. And all of these guys are on this record. Dez, you have some amazing guests on this record.
Thank you. Yeah, well, we knew that it was going to be up to 3 years before people got another record for us. So we wanted to do something cool. And we wanted to do something out of the box, something that hadn't been done. And my love for outlaw country is the same as my love for punk rock. And what I did is I said, well, I'm going to get a bunch of guys that can respect this form of music. And we're going to make it heavy as all hell. And so I just started calling buddies. And that was it, man. And people started calling me back. And Burton was one of the first people I approached, and then Randy was the second. Wednesday came in third or fourth, and then we've got Lee Ving. We've got so many people on this record. John Carter Cash, Anna Cash. I mean, some really great guests.
And like, so each of you guys, are you guys fans of country individually?
Real country.
Oh, yeah. Real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real country.
Real country.
And I think that's what this was about. People are like, ooh, country.
Yeah, real country is all about for me, too. Like the classics, you know, Cash. Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard,
Lefty Frizzell.
You want to go George way Jones,
back. Yeah, yeah.
Willie Nelson,
Willie. Buck Owens.
In the context of music and lifestyle, country and music and metal seem like polar opposites. What's inherently metal about outlaw country?
You ever heard the term "raising hell"?
Oh yeah.
Wednesday and I got Carolina roots, so.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget telling my mom I was listening to a Hank Williams Jr. record, and she looked as horrified as when she found me listening to Shout at the Devil. She was like, oh my God. She said that her sister, my aunt, went and saw Hank Williams Jr. live, and on the second song, he threw a chair and knocked her husband out.
Bo Cephas.
And I was like, yes.
I think all of us love the fact that this stuff is real. So like Randy said it best, real country, like outlaw country. These guys broke it. These guys broke touring. These guys were rebels. They were in cars. They were touring. They were doing show after show before we were.
They were raising hell. They were drinking. They were smoking.
Yeah.
They were having a great time.
And they were raising hell. Lyrically, you couldn't get anything more poignant than an outlaw country song.
Full Metal Jackie, let's check out a tune from Devil Driver's Outlaws Till the End, Volume 1 record. This one features Hank 3, Country Heroes from Devil Driver on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. We're talking about the Devil Driver album Outlaws Till the End, the Devil Driver Outlaws Country Covers. I've got Dez from Devil Driver, Burton from Fear Factory, Randy from Lamb of God, and Wednesday 13. All who guest on this amazing record. It's called Outlaws Till the End. Metal, especially extreme metal, can be perceived as a very insular genre of music. Why is it important to you to expose yourselves to other kinds of music?
You know, I've been talking a lot about that with Dez recently. I have a radio show myself, you know, on Gimme Radio, and I'm a punk rock guy. I don't come from the metal world, you know. I somehow wound up in a metal band, you know, but that's just the way it is. But, you know, I was talking to Scott Ian the other day for my show, and I'm going to interview Burton later. Interview guys a lot of times from my world, the metal world, about their influences. And I think people have this misconception, probably younger fans, like this genre of music, this, because metal has become so codified in different subgenres and everything, like this is thrash metal, gen to deathcore, whatever, blah, 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 blah. They think that it's a self-contained sort of, it's a self-contained genre, you know. But if you look at where metal comes from, like when I was talking to Scott Ian from Anthrax, I interviewed him about nothing but punk rock and hardcore, because him, you know, the guys in Anthrax, the guys in Megadeth, the guys in Slayer, the guys in Metallica and the big four of thrash who created what we do, this extreme metal, were all without fail listening to punk rock.
And going to CBGBs to watch bands.
And listening to other stuff, too. I listen, you know, if you look at Burton's band, Fear Factory, there's a lot of industrial influence there. You know, I interviewed my friend Sarah from Youth Code the other day. They're an industrial band, and I was talking about Fear Factory. And it's like, yeah, they're great. It's like, I think if you just listen to one type of music, you're myopic and you're limited and you don't have as much to pull from.
Myopic.
Yeah, that's a great word. Yeah, we've all gotten that as we've toured over the years. You like you tell a fan what you're listening to and they look at you like, what, really? I'm like, well, you know, that's how we are. We don't all grow up being linear.
Yeah.
You know, we all grow up listening to every type of music that we've always enjoyed because there's something good in everything.
I think that's what's great about metal and having people in metal bands that are all fans of different styles of music, because you guys all bring it together with whatever you create. It can't all just be, I'm only listening to metal, I grew up on metal, and I've not listened to any. I mean, I don't know anyone who
you can't do that. I grew up on punk rock, and I grew up on psychobilly. My first band I was in when I was 15 was a psychobilly band.
The grimmest of Norwegian black metal. Like, have you ever seen Until the Light Takes Us, that documentary? Mm-hmm. You look at, what's his name? Fenris from Dark Throne. He's sitting there talking about how much electronic music, electronic stuff he's listening to. He's not in there like constantly worshiping Satan and listening to Cannibal Corpse or whatever, you know? You like listen to different things.
He's not? Oh my God. Don't blow it for everybody, dude.
Yeah.
It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Devil Driver album, Outlaws Till the End, Volume 1, is coming out on July 6th. Gonna take a quick break. Still to come, music from Dimmu Borgir, Prong, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, and more with my many guests after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. We are talking about the Devil Driver album, Outlaws Till the End. We've got Randy from Lamb of God, Dez from Devil Driver, Wednesday 13, and Burton from Fear Factory, who are all on this record. And there's a lot of really great outlaw country songs. How big was the list when you started thinking about which songs to cover, and what did a song need to make the final cut?
It needed edgy. It needed to be edgy. It needed to be classic. It needed to be outlaw. And then there was some other weird ones like Dad's Gonna Kill Me that were like, why is this here? And Mike's like, because you got to listen to it. And when we did, it was like, it fits perfect. I think the song needed to resonate with people, and it had to be one of the ones that I thought I wanted people to hear, like Whiskey River or Ghost Riders, If Drinking Don't Kill Me. And now Dad's Gonna Kill Me became one of my favorite too. And all the guys sitting here around me are the ones who laid those tracks, so that's why I'm mentioning them. But I think that it was important.
The scrubs who managed to show up.
Yeah, man. It was the B team.
He wanted Lee Ving and like everybody else. Instead, he got us.
And I wanted some punk rock cats. And I wanted, for me, it was just reaching out and seeing who would come to the table. And it was really interesting because the first guy that came to the table was actually Glenn, was actually Danzig. But he's so mixed up right now with all the Misfit stuff and everything, it was impossible to get him in. But he was, apologetic, and he was like, look, man, he was the first one to say yes. And the second cat that said that he wanted to do it, but he's so busy right now, but he's like, but I'll be the first one to push it. And, if there's another one, man, talk to me about it, was Corey Taylor. So there's a lot of cats that we reached out to as well. So there really was no A team, B team. It was like, let's reach out to all the cats that I dig that maybe would want to do this or that would feel like doing it. Right, and it was interesting, man. Lee Ving calls me. First time he calls me. He gets on the phone and he starts singing. And he's like, let me sing you right now. Let me sing you some Hank. And he sings some Hank Sr. And he just starts singing. And I mean, I have it all in video because I'm talking to my superhero. And he's singing me Hank. This is the first, I haven't even said anything, but hello, I love your music. I'm so glad you're going to do this. And he's singing to me. Unreal.
That's amazing.
Cool stuff.
Full Metal Jackie hanging out with Dez Fafara, Randy from Lamb of God, Wednesday 13, and Burton from Fear Factory. And still to come, gonna get to music from Slayer, Iron Maiden. We'll have Joss's weekly pick from The Pit after this, and more with all our guests hanging out tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. I'm here with Dez from Devil Driver, Randy from Lamb of God, Wednesday 13, and Burton from Fear Factory. We're talking about the Devil Driver Outlaw Country's covers record, Outlaws Till the End. The record covers some iconic artists. Going into the studio, What was your method for not only reworking a different style of music, but also interpreting those singers?
Okay, the music was interpreted by the guys in the band, and I think they did an incredible job. And they each had their own individual way of what they wanted to do. And like some songs that were introduced, like Thousand Miles from Nowhere by Dwight Yoakam, Neil wanted to have us do that song, but Mike was the one that's like, I want to do that. So it was really cool to see people attach themselves to certain songs. And then watching Neil call me and say, hey, I just bought a pedal lap steel. Do you like it? And I love pedal lap steel. It's so emotional. How do we put it in metal? He goes, like this, watch. And he did. And he put it through this record. And it's incredible. So I think it was a matter of interpret it Devil Driver's way. Give it groove. Obviously, a song like Whiskey River that's like...
black metal.
Is black metal now. Is a complete interpretation on our part. And there's others that aren't a complete interpretation. It's just heavied up, you know? We just wanted to give it crunch, give it groove, and make it Devil Driver style and have a bunch of fantastic guests and give people something different and shake people up and do something cool, you know?
I think you did it really well.
Yeah.
Well, I signed a record deal to Roadrunner Records because Fear Factory was on Roadrunner Records. I knew Burton before I was in a band. People don't know that. Me and Burton, I've known Burton for, I think, well, now almost 24 years, almost 26 years I've known Burton. Burton is a superhero to me. You know, at first, Fear Factory record was a big influence on, I don't know if it was influence on me vocally, but it was an influence on me going, I want to be a musician, especially knowing him. So hearing him say that was a big compliment. So thank you. You know, this thing has been a humbling deal.
I think.
And we're going to do it again.
I think the.
We are.
For me, coming in with both of the songs, Ghost Riders was a bit easier for me to approach, a little bit more straightforward. But like Whiskey River, the approach the musicians took to the song dictated my approach.
And I couldn't lay the verses. I didn't know how it was supposed to be done.
Oh, it took us forever like, to no figure shit. Out how to do it.
I didn't.
It was a puzzle.
It was a puzzle.
And
was
Randy,
it yours was a,
it was a
and
heavy watching, metal puzzle.
A puzzle.
It was.
A heavy
metal. I couldn't figure it out.
Dude, you killed your song. Thank Are you? Oh my God, it's so good.
It's my favorite song. It's so weird you picked me for that song. I was like, somebody told him.
I never knew that.
I told my band, they were like, you're kidding.
Tell people that.
Yeah, that is my favorite song. If you ever come on our bus anywhere 4 a.m. and you hear the George Jones song playing, you're like, man, leave Wednesday the f*** alone.
Full Metal Jackie with Des Fafara from Devil Driver, Randy Bly from Lamb of God, Burton C. Bell from Fear Factory, and of course, Wednesday 13, the Devil Driver album, Outlaws Till the End, Volume 1. Is coming out in July. It's available for pre-order now. Coming up this hour, we're going to be hearing from Nathan Explosion of Death Clock. For the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, we're going to get to new music from Light the Torch, and we'll have more with all these guys to talk about the new Devil Driver record and more. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. I'm hanging out here with Des from Devil Driver, Randy from Lamb of God, Burton from Fear Factory, and Wednesday 13. We're talking about the Devil Driver album, Outlaws Till the End, the Devil Driver Outlaw Country covers record. And I've been looking at both of your Instagram, Randy and Des, and clearly you guys have been out surfing today. Talking about Devil Driver and Lamb of God, lots of things come to mind, but surfing is probably not top of the list.
Yeah,
what okay. initially got both of you interested in surfing?
He's been surfing.
Jaws. Wednesday.
He's Jaws. Been surfing a lot longer than me. I've been surfing about 3.5 years. I always grew up in a coastal area, but surfboards were very expensive compared to a skateboard.
Yeah, that's
true. So I could get a hold of a skateboard a lot easier. But when I got this sort of cheap beach rental house to write my book, and it's a block off the ocean, so I was like, "Ooh, there's the ocean, it's there every day, I'm going to surf." So
as soon as you posted, I hit you.
Yeah, I posted something about this is how we connected with the surfing thing, as soon as I was just learning like paddleboarding and regular surfing, he's like, "Dude, you start surfing, we need to surf together." And then we talked for like a few years, like, we need to surf sometime. And so now this is the third trip I've come on where we've been surfing around here, you know, and we ride
We're going down to San Onofre and going over to churches and surfing the point, going to Doheny. Like, it's been killer, man. It's been great. Yeah. I mean, everybody does something, right? Like, every metalhead I ever meet does something. He's a truck driver. He does this. He does racquetball. He plays pool. He likes football. He whatever.
He masturbates furiously.
You know, ours, he loves masturbation.
He's a connoisseur and aficionado of the technique.
How are you an aficionado?
Aficionado.
I think, you know, I've been surfing since I was 7. And to watch Randy pick it up, it's a very soulful thing. Like, it's a very soulful thing. And when you find someone that's into that, it's badass, you know? So I have a surf company called Sun Cult with my family. And it launched, our soft launch was last year. We make boards and wax and apparel, and we're adding more every day. And we recently just invited Randy to be partner in the company as well. And he's been supporting us a lot, and he has a lot to say, and he has a lot to say about the aesthetics of the brand and the boards. And we just recently made him a custom board. And we do incredible work with handmade boards and stuff. And it's branching out now to be more into a lifestyle company. And we're having another meeting on Monday, him and I, with somebody up in LA regarding Sun Cult. But now it's ending up to become a passion. And I said, well, you're traveling around the world. You're doing a book on surfing, Randy is. And he sent me, Bert, it's hilarious. Like, if you're a surfer and you're sitting at home and it's raining, which it was like 2 weeks ago, and I get this little video, it's like a minute and a half from Randy, and it's literally a minute and a half wave in Ecuador, and he's like talking. It's like, what's up? Like, he could have read a story. That's how long the wave was.
It's ludicrous.
And it, like, so we share the same passion for that, the same passion for surfing and the company, but also rock and roll. We love rock and roll, you know? I mean, these guys do something like everybody, like snowboards or skates or does something.
Like toys.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
G.I. Joe's my life. I can tell you all about it.
Yeah, everybody's got something.
It's Full Metal Jackie coming up. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And we're going to be checking out a tune from Howard Jones's band, Light the Torch, and more with all these guys. It's Full Metal Jackie. We're talking about the Devil Driver album, Outlaws Till the End, the Devil Driver Outlaws country covers. I've got Desert Devil Driver, Burton from Fear Factory, Randy from Lamb of God, and Wednesday 13. And we're talking earlier about, you know, country music. And for metal fans looking to explore country, where should they start?
Hank Williams Sr.
Right there. And then go to Hank 3. That's like for me. I don't know.
Hank Williams Sr., Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm. Porter Wagner is very good.
Yep.
Lefty George Frizzell.
Johnny Cash.
Lefty Frizzell. I don't know if you guys know.
Someone's going to resonate with one of them.
Yeah,
100%.
Waylon Jennings,
100%.
It's probably my favorite. Yeah.
And then check out Shooter Jennings.
Shooter.
Shooter's good. Yeah. Shooter.
You know?
Definitely Hank Sr. That's, I mean.
Go there. That's outlaw country.
Yeah.
The Devil Driver album, Outlaws Till the End. Pick it up. A ton of great guests, including the guys who we've been talking here. Randy from Lamb of God. Dez, of course. John Carter Cash, you've got a couple of Cash family.
Anna Cash is his wife. She has the most incredible voice on Ghost Rider's Wait Till You Hear It. It is so haunting.
Lee Ving.
From Fear.
And you've got Brock from 36 Crazy Fist.
Who absolutely did the most incredible job.
This is amazing. So pick up Outlaws Till the End. You guys, this has been really awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for coming down.
Thank you very much.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.